what happened at the New Orleans. Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag. Swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I like that.
I did not come to play with you hoes. I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbreads and collard greens, bitch. Oh, yes. You best to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag, swag.
I see it, I want it, I suck yellow, want it, I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it, I twirl on the middle, albino alligators, a Camino with a Cielo, sipping Cuervo and Ojiba, sometimes I go hard, get what's mine,
hey, what's mine,
I'm a star, cause I slay.
When you cause all this conversation, always stay gracious. Best revenge is your paper.
Girl, I hear some thunder.
Golly, look at that water, boy. Ooh, Lord.
All right, everybody, welcome to GXYZ. How are you doing?
Hey.
It's me and Jason tonight on the show. Christian is, hello. Can you hear me? I think you can. Anyway, Christian is, is unfortunately under the weather and actually
he's
has a lot to do.
He's not feeling
tomorrow,
well.
So he's going to be out of town in New York, I think he said, New York Fashion Week or something.
Yeah.
So good for him. So we are alone tonight.
Get better, Christian.
Yes, get better.
And have fun on your trip, too.
Yes, and make a name for yourself. Yes. So we're coming at you from Dallas, Texas, as always. So we are, what is today? Today's
February the 9th.
2016, thank you. And we're talking about just whatever tonight on the show. If you want to call in, by the way, you can call in 214-377-0481 if you want to call in. You can also use Skype and call in for free by dialing Off Limits Show, and I'll be happy to take your call. So
we'll love to hear from you.
Yes. So yeah. We just played actually that new song by Beyonce called Formation, which I like. And I actually saw the video the night before the Super Bowl. And because it was released, she released it on something, I can't remember, but I saw it on Facebook or something. And I actually liked it. And it was really, to me, a departure from most of Beyonce's type of music, because don't you think that she usually does something a lot more mainstream and very kind of appealing to the masses type music? You know what I mean?
Yeah, she normally does, you know, mainstream pop or...
Right.
Pop mixed with R&B type thing. But this is like straight up twerk, straight out of Houston, Texas.
What I said when I saw it was, I said, it's very black identified. That's what I said. It's like, she is like, bitch, I'm black and I am not apologizing for it. That's basically what she's saying.
Yeah, it's very trap music, like if you fall with people who
yes,
know who trap
I know
yeah, it's very... Yeah, it's very, very throw that ass in a circle type music. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And I was really surprised because, you know, like I said, she's typically so vanilla, you know, relatively speaking. And but she really, to me, was kind of, well, what do you think the video is about? And let's talk about that, or the music, the song.
Okay, so, well, first of all, I would like to say that a lot of people have been saying that they do not like the song nor the video.
Yep.
And I'm sure it's because... it's not mainstream, as I call it. Mm-hmm. But I think I like it. I'm kind of liking this ratchet side to Beyonce. I kind of like it. I'm not going to lie, because, like, I mean, her other music is fine, too. I'm a Beyonce fan. Her other music is fine, too. But when she gets, you know, very...
Crunk.
Very crunk. No one uses that word anymore.
I'm old. I use that word.
when she gets her, you know, trap music going on, very Houston, very... You know, throw that ass in a circle type music. I'm liking the ratchet Beyonce. I'm liking it. Yeah. As far as the video, I like the song. I really like the video. I like the fact that she has Big Frida on there too, voicing. And I was like, yes, she got Big Frida. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. But the video has a lot of, well, not a lot, but some political points.
Yes.
There's one scene where she's there's a little kid dancing. He's wearing a hoodie. It's a little black kid dancing. He's wearing a black hoodie. He has a, you know, the hood put over his head, and he's dancing. And on the opposite side, there's like a wall of like police officers, almost like geared up in like SWAT gear or something like
right.
that. And they're like in this wall, like forming a wall, and you know, on the opposite side. And then he's dancing, and then he throws his hands up. And then when he puts his hands up, the officers put their hands up. And I was like, that's a bold scene right there.
It's a powerful scene if you know.
It is.
For,
I was like,
at.
Oh my God. And then she has something like some spray paint thing that says, "Stop shooting us." So,
yeah. And she also, she also, I think it's also about empowerment for the black community, and in that it's about, you know, like one thing she says, you know, like, I mean, I don't know if this is what she was trying to say, but it's what I got out of it, was saying, you know, like, you know, stop killing the black, you know, kids and everything else. They could be they could be the next Bill Gates in the making. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Right, right.
And saying you never know who that could be. And we lost this whole generation to some degree or whatever. And so I don't know. I thought it was very powerful and very political for her. And I was impressed. And the reason I've really never been a huge Beyonce fan is not because I think she's not talented or or anything like that. I just think I've never considered her a true artist. I consider her a performer and a singer. And to me, this is the kind of thing that elevates, at least this particular song and this particular video, elevates her to an artist genre. Because what artists do is they comment on society, they comment on what's happening in politics, they comment, they reflect what's going on in America. And that is why I loved this song and video.
It was very nice.
I have a lot of respect for her now.
I really, really enjoyed it. A lot of people were just like, you know, I like the more mainstream Beyonce. I'm like, she's still mainstream. She's just doing a different. She's just doing a different type of music.
You know you know what it's like to me? This is what it's like. It's like when you have, let's say, Beyonce has been Beyonce all this time, and she's got the weaves, and she's got the blonde hair, and she's got all the stuff that makes everybody, you know, look at her a certain way. And then when she puts on, she's wearing cornrows or whatever, you know what I mean? And she's going to have her hair all in pigtails, and she's letting it all hang loose, so to speak, and letting herself be herself and be the black side of herself and not just kind of stifling that to appease the masses. Then people are like, what? I don't like that. I'm not comfortable.
Exactly. When I saw her and she had the braids, I was like,
We
have the hood Beyonce back. Because I haven't seen Beyonce wear braids since she did the video checkup on it. And that's been Lord knows forever. How long ago.
Yeah.
That's been forever ago. I was probably, in my early 20s. Early 20s. And I was like, she rocked. I said, when I saw the braids, I said, yes. We got the hood ratchet Beyonce in this video.
So I'm proud of her for doing it. I think it's awesome. And people who have an issue with it, like I said, it's really their issue. And people were complaining that she was holding her fist up like Black Power or whatever, on the Super Bowl. And
we're gonna get to that because Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Well, I don't even know if he's still the mayor yet or whatever. But anyway, Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
He's not the mayor anymore, but he used to be.
Former.
Yes,
he was on Fox News and he made some pretty outrageous statements about Beyonce, and I'm like. Really? Like, when you watch, it was a clip on YouTube, and I watched it, and I was just like, really? They applauded Bruno Mars. They applauded Coldplay. As soon as they got to Beyonce, they just said nothing but just nasty things about her.
Right.
I was like, you've got to be kidding. Rudy Giuliani was like, you know, well, she's dancing. She was like, he was like, you know, who still listens to this kind of music? You know, he was pretty much saying that Beyonce's kind of played out. I'm like, probably to you because you are like an 86-year-old man.
Wait a second.
Of my understandably...
Sorry, let me get past this stupid commercial. Okay, here we go. Let's listen to this. It's 1 minute long.
We're going to go ahead and show you some video then of Beyonce's performance with Coldplay and Bruno Mars. But Beyonce got a police escort there, and then she gives a salute to the Black Lives Matter movement. Dre McKesson tweeted out, #formation, shout outs to Malcolm X and MJ were excellent. It was a nod to 1966 founding of the Black Panther Party. What did you think of that?
I think it's outrageous. The halftime show, I thought it was ridiculous anyway. I don't know what the heck it was. A bunch of people like bouncing around and... strange thing.
They look good.
It was terrible.
It's Coldplay
I actually even know why we have this. I mean, this is
football. You're going to do something at
halftime. This is football, not Hollywood. Yeah. And I thought it was really outrageous that she used it as a platform to attack police officers, who are the people who protect her and protect us and keep us alive. And what we should be doing in the African-American community and all communities is build up respect for police officers. And focus on the fact that when something does go wrong, okay, we'll work on that. But the vast majority of police officers risk their lives to keep us safe.
Mr. Mayor, I also look at the NFL. What do? They took control of the halftime because they didn't like what MTV was doing after Janet Jackson got her
wardrobe malfunction.
After that happened. So then they go and review this and say, wait a second, why
did you figure out who you're putting on? I mean, this is a political position. She's probably going to take advantage of it.
So what the fuck? What the fuck?
Right? I was thinking to myself, when I saw this video, I said, how is her wearing an outfit and her dancing's wearing a particular outfit while dancing in the formation of an X? How is that threatening to police officers?
It's only threatening if you're threatened by black people.
I was just like, really?
Well... Go ahead.
No, it was just amazing to me. He was just like, you know, I think it's outrageous. And, you know, it's such a thing for, you know, our police officers. And I was like, How is her being the outfit dancing on stage threatening to police officers?
Well, exactly. And, you know, I'm so tired of hearing this ridiculous argument by conservatives, especially mostly, that somehow by people saying Black Lives Matter, that negates every other life. Like it's saying white lives don't matter or, you know, Hispanic lives don't matter. It's about bringing awareness to this particular problem, which is an epidemic and an issue in this country. It has nothing to do with negating someone else's rights. It's about it's about lifting up the rights of these people whose rights have been impinged upon for so long. This is what it's about. And somehow every time somebody says Black Lives Matter, like all lives matter, all lives matter.
I hate that. It drives me insane. And I'm like, you gotta be, we know that other lives matter as well. But the thing that's going on is that every time you look around, you have young Black youth that are dying at the hands of police for no reason. And Black women. I mean, we cannot forget Sandra Bland.
No.
I mean, it's like this happens. This is, first of all, this has been happening
forever.
For years, forever. Just in the past few, you know, within the past recent years, probably starting around with Trayvon Martin when that happened, is when it started coming to the light. People, this has always been happening in the Black community, okay?
Yes.
It just did not get any national attention until now. So yes.
And I have my husband's cousin who we were close to for a while. Her name's Rachel, and this is about a year ago, I guess. And her husband's a cop. And so when all this stuff happens and everything else, she's all, and every time I would post something on Facebook about Black Lives Matter, she'd say, all lives matter. Or she'd be like, how can you say all cops are bad? It's like, I never said all cops are bad. I said that these cops are bad. These cops are bad. And this happens way too often. How often does it happen to a white person versus how often does it happen to a Black person? That is the point here. And, you know, obviously there's an issue. And so I just blocked the bitch. I'm sick of talking to her because the bitch kept moving on, and she would not let it go. Okay, and I've had this happen with so many people because it's like you don't get that it is about how many people. I mean, I want to get statistics. I'm sure there are those, and I should go find them or whatever. But of how many times, and I've read them before, how many times a Black man specifically or a Black woman sometimes is stopped by the police or killed by the police when they're unarmed, especially, and there's no imminent threat versus someone who is white. How often does that happen?
And I actually read, read something about this online, I think earlier this week or later part of last week, where they were talking about the statistics about African-Americans being pulled over versus white people being pulled over.
Yeah.
And they were saying that according to the study that they did, they said that they found, and it was very interesting, they said they found that African Americans were 8 times more likely to be pulled over as whites, but white people were 7 times more likely to have something illegal in their car.
That's because they don't think they're going to get caught.
And I was like, that is very interesting.
Well, don't you know? It's because they think that they're less likely to be pulled over than someone else because they're white. And I'm not saying it's necessarily a conscious thing, but when you are raised, and I mean, when you're white, I mean, saying, and you don't have to endure the kind of oppression and the kind of double standard that people who are not white endure, you have no reason to think that you won't get away with shit or you're more likely to take risks. Whereas I think Black people are less likely, most of them, because they know how the system is and how people are going to say, oh, you know, or look at a person and say, oh, there's a Black person driving that car. We need to stop them and see if they have fucking drugs in their car. Whereas if it's a white person driving the same car, they might not even think about it. It's not like, and people say, oh, you're just making everything black and white, black and white, black and white. Well, fuck yeah, because everything is fucking black and white. This is fucking America. And that's the reality of this country. And it has been so since the legacy of slavery and everything else we've had here. The beginning of the fucking country, we've had indentured servants and slaves. And even before the mass migration of slaves to this country. So I'm saying that it is integrated into our fabric of this, the fabric of this country, into our society, into our culture. And so for people to say that people who are complaining about it are being ignorant or stupid or whatever, they're the ignorant ones.
Right. I've heard people say, I've even heard people say, oh, I'm so sick of them talking about this and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
not as sick as they are getting fucking killed. You know?
Right. I was thinking to myself, I'm like, you're sick of hearing. I'm like, people are getting sick of being shot and killed every day.
So,
like, families are sick of crying and suffering that their loved one is no longer here because they died at the hands of police. And like, and you're bitching because you're just sick of hearing about it.
It's exasperating.
That... You know, it's in. Same to me.
It is, and I mean, it's just I know how you feel. I mean, you know, I understand, and
I've never really been a victim of
right.
you know a police situation, but I mean, there have been you know, there's one particular time where I was harassed by the police just because of the type of car I was driving.
Yep.
So I mean, you know, and it was a sheriff's deputy. Out of all places in Mississippi, okay,
of course. Mm-hmm.
And I got pulled over for speeding, which I was speeding because, but also I didn't know where I was. But I'm not saying that that's not the reason I was doing
right.
wrong.
Right.
However, when he pulled me over, he was just like, he asked me for my license and everything. He said, "Well, the speed limit through here is 65, and you were going faster." Then I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, not for a beer." Yada yada yada. Then he says. He went to his car, comes back, and he says, "Oh, this is a nice car. What kind of car is it?" I was like, "Didn't the dispatcher tell you that when you ran my plate?" I was like, "He's like, well, it's just an awfully nice car. Does it belong to you?" That's exactly what he said.
I believe it.
I was like, "Yes." I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, "You have my license. I'm sure you ran my tags by now." I'm like, "I'm sure she told you who the registered owner is to this car."
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would you ask me something like that?
Well, yeah, and that's something that happens to a lot of people who are of any race, but specifically black men in America. And I remember a time when I was little, I was like six or seven, and I had a visitation with my father on weekends, every other weekend. Anyway, and I was with him and his new wife, and we were driving in his truck. He had a really gorgeous truck. It was a classic. It had been refurbished it and everything. It was like spotless and beautiful, and it was expensive. And we were driving down the road, and he got pulled over, and he wasn't speeding or anything. And the cop comes to the thing and says, "You know, can we see your registration, whatever?" He shows it to me. He's like, "So is this your car? Is this your truck?" He's like, "Yeah, it's my truck." He's like, "Can't you see it from the registration in your hand?" And my dad, because that's how I am too. So anyway, and he's like, "You step out of the car. Step out of the car." And so he steps out of the car and everything. And he's like, "What are you stepping me out of the car for?" "For being a smartass." He said, there's no law against being a smartass. And so he just sits there and argued with him. Now, my dad is a black man, and he's black as Denzel Washington. He's not like, you know, Creole or, you know, light skin or anything. So he was taking.
He's black, black.
Yes, he was taking a risk. And it's basically, he ends up arguing out of the ticket or arguing with the stupid racist cop. And the cop ends up saying, "Well, you can go because you need to watch where you're going." He's like, "Watch where I'm going. I'm going down the street. Where am I supposed to be going? I'm going to my house." And I mean, so he gets back in the truck and the cop leaves, whatever. He's like, "God, you can't have a nice car as a black man." And it's always stuck in my head my whole life, that incident. And I remembered that. And that kind of thing happens to black men all the time. Now, I've never been a victim of that because I don't generally look like, you know, black, black. So people don't necessarily think of that. But I haven't had to endure that. But he had. And the kind of things I've had to endure, like one time I got an accident when I was 19 or 20. And my car, it was a major accident. Car got hit. And the guy who hit me was this white guy. I get to know his car. He was driving a Land Rover. And I get out of the car. I was being very nice. I was shaking because I really was a bad accident. I was shaking, and I got out of the car, and I was shaking sort of. And he said, "Do you have your license registration?" I was like, "Yeah, I have my license registration, my insurance." He was being a complete prick, whatever. And so I show it to him before the cop gets there. And he's like, looked at my license. He said, "Is this you?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's me." He's like, aren't you Mexican?" I said, "No, I'm not fucking Mexican. I'm fucking American. Does it fucking matter what I am?" And he thought I was Mexican. And the fact that my name is very white, he's like, you know, "This can't be this guy." And he was just, I don't know how to explain it, but it's a feeling. And it's like this look of hatred in his eyes, like this Mexican fucked up my car or whatever, even though I'm not Mexican.
This illegal immigrant, I'm sure.
Yes,
he
and that's
say.
What he was thinking. And and I speak perfect English, obviously. And He's just, I don't know, but I'm just saying people have these preconceived notions about people based on race, as we well know. And unfortunately, I think the worst, the brunt of it in America comes on, you know, generally on black men and women, at least in terms of the people that are getting arrested and sort of, that sort of thing. And also, of course, some of it plays into socioeconomic and all that kind of crap and all that stuff, of course. But I think the main reason is for racism. And so the things like people who hate this Beyonce song because she's being very black identified in it, and she's standing up for her own race and her own her pride in her race and trying to solve some social issues through music, are fucking assholes. That's all I have to say.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, as long as there's racism and segregation and, you know, prejudice in the world, I mean, it's gonna happen. I mean, you still, like I tell everyone every day, there's still modern day racism. So
it still is. It will always be. There will always be racism because there will always be racists who raise racists who raise racists who raise racists.
Yeah, and I always tell people, just because, you know, not every person that's racist is 75 and in a nursing home. You have a lot of people. I mean, and I tell this, I mean, because I think the younger generation thinks that only old people are racist. No, I'm like, I have seen 18-year-olds saying horrible things about other races. I have seen, I mean, you could be 75, you could be 18, you could be 28. I mean, I don't know where people just get this idea, like, you know, the only people who are, you know, 70 and above are just complete racists. No. They're 18, they're 28. Hell, they're 7 years old somewhere saying hateful shit.
Right.
So,
exactly.
I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, you can't just because, you know, they're a certain age, don't just automatically assume that they're racist. No, they come in all ages. Trust me. So.
They do. And yeah, and there was actually an incident. Let me see if I can find where is it. I had it up here a minute ago, and of course I changed the page like a moron. Where'd it go? Oh, yeah. So there. Okay, I posted this on the GayXYZ page earlier, and there was a gay bashing in San Francisco, and the guy.
I was reading about this, but go ahead.
Yeah, and the guy, his name is Jeffrey Lafayette, and he says he was attacked by over 20 people. And because he was wearing white pants, and he said that they kept hitting him and hitting him and hitting him. And anyway, they beat him up because he's wearing white pants and because he was gay or something like that. And so oh, sorry about that. So anyway, let me close that. Sorry. He said, and so no, first of all, anytime someone is gay bashed, I always have the most of sympathy for them because it is certainly it's a horrible thing to happen. And I've been very fortunate that that's never happened to me.
Right.
Especially with my big smart ass mouth, but it's never happened to me, but I know people it's happened to, and I have the most respect for people who try to overcome it. But this particular person, however, I actually follow and have followed for a long time, for about a year or so, on Periscope. And he does this little Periscope every once in a while. He sits there and he sings to music, or he like lip syncs to it in his kitchen, and then he starts crying all of a sudden. Like he's got multiple personalities or something. I don't know. He seems very unstable to me. Mm-hmm. Just in my own personal opinion. That's all that is. And I don't know him or anything. Just from his periscopes. And so when this came out and I saw that the person who this happened to was this guy, I feel really bad that I don't believe him. And the reason I don't is because, one, I have a sense for his personality from his show, and I know he uses drugs and all other stuff. And two, because he says it was 20 people attacked him, and no one saw it, and he did not file a police report. So if this happened to you, would you tell the police?
I would report it to the police.
Okay.
I would.
Yeah, and so would I. And also,
and then also, you're in San Francisco, and no one saw this. No one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible. I'm sure that there
it
are plenty
is possible, of course.
There are plenty of big populated cities.
Sure.
Dallas being one of them, because it happens here in Dallas, and no one sees anything.
Right.
But I don't know.
Well, also, it wasn't just that. It wasn't like he was just gay bashed for one or two people. It's 20 people. That's like a mob. And no one saw or heard anything. And he can't even explain or tell exactly where it happened. So, I mean, that's why I doubt his story. And so the reason that this is an issue is because he set up a GoFundMe page to cover his expenses, he says, while recovering for, I think, $10,000 or thousand. I don't know how much it was. I think it was $10,000 or something. And see,
the fact that that it's an even dollar amount is even more suspicious. Yeah. Because I feel like that if you go to the hospital and you get a hospital bill, it'll be like $6,716 and 31 cents or something like that.
Right.
Like, they're not going to send you a bill for even $6,000.
Right.
Or an even $9,000. I mean, like.
And so a lot of people are questioning
it's a little questionable.
Yeah, and now he's taken down after these questions come out and everything, he's taken down the GoFundMe page.
Well, that even clearly shows you that this whole thing wasn't real.
That's what I think.
But I mean, there are a lot of people who post things for GoFundMe for some stupid shit.
Oh, I know.
Like the woman in Tennessee, in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, go figure. Well, she posted a GoFundMe page because she spent all of her rent money trying to get Powerball tickets because she just knew she was going to win.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's been all over it's not as popular now, but it was all over the internet. She went out and spent all of her rent money on Powerball tickets because she just knew that she was going to win that $1.3 billion. Then when she didn't, she set up a GoFundMe page so she can get some of her money back. And I think some people had donated. I think she was up to maybe like, I want to say maybe like $40 or something like that. And then GoFundMe took it down or something of that nature.
Yeah.
But she was getting there. She was asking for like $800 and something. And someone donated, you know, she had a total of $40, so somebody did it.
I can't believe someone would, that's just ridiculous. That's a ridiculous reason. You get yourself into that mess. I'm not going to get you out of it.
Exactly. Cause she was like, and I was under the impression I was going to win the $1.3 billion. It's the Powerball. The chances are you're more likely to get struck by lightning.
She would have to literally buy like 300 million tickets to possibly have a chance to really, really, you know.
So yeah, so that didn't go very far. She got $40. Well, she was up to $40, and then GoFundMe was like, no, not today.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna start a GoFundMe page just because I want to have I don't know. What do I want? I don't know. I'm gonna go. I don't know. Whatever the fuck I want.
You
want
to take a trip to Maui Istanbul, or something?
I don't know where the fuck I want to go, but Timbuktu. But yeah, I mean, the thing is, people do give money to those stupid things, that even when they have stupid reasons like that, like you said, people gave $40 to that.
But
that
see, one. When people do dumb shit like that on GoFundMe, it really takes away from the people who really need help on GoFundMe. So
I don't know about that, because I think people who actually give to the good causes wouldn't give to a cause that was that stupid. You know what I mean? I think that
No. But I mean, it really questions sometimes. Like, if you don't like, I mean, like, if you have like your credentials and resources to back up what you're trying to do, that's fine. But you know, I've seen stuff in there where people try to do it to buy a car or that type of thing. And I mean, and some people still do it. I mean, that maybe that's a little bit more of a legitimate thing to do.
Right.
But for a Powerball, no. No, we don't want to see you get a GoFundMe page for Powerball. We don't want to see you trying to support some police officer who's killed some kid.
No, I know. I don't. People give to that. That's the thing. The thing is, the way to get people to give money typically is to have a cause and to get people on your side for that cause, however stupid the cause may be. And like, you know, when it comes to the cops and stuff that kill those kids, like even like what's his face, fucking George Zimmerman raised like $1 million or something from a type of a GoFundMe type thing or whatever the other site is that's called like GoFundMe anyway, whatever.
And then that bitch is homeless. How the fuck you raise $1 million and you homeless?
Yeah, well, he had to pay his bill, his lawyer bills or whatever, which is believable. But
I believe it's believable, but I don't feel bad for him at all.
Oh, I don't either. That's what I'm saying though, is that people who felt bad for George Zimmerman actually gave that dumbass money because to them it was a political issue about, you know, Black Lives Don't Matter or whatever. Or not that was happening then, but I'm just saying that it was all about black versus white to these people who gave him money, and so they gave him money because they're fucking racists. But anyway,
that's just like the cop. I think it was Louisiana. I can't remember. Remember the cop that was the suspect was running away. He turned and started running, and he pulled out and shot him.
He was unarmed.
And he was running away.
He was running away when he shot him.
And so they got on. Someone set up a GoFundMe page. I said, I'll be damned. Someone set up a GoFundMe page for this
dude. Cop.
Yes.
Yes.
Someone set up a GoFundMe page, and I think he was up to like $2,000 or $3,000.
Uh-huh.
And then GoFundMe was like, oh, no. You are not about to drag our name through this shit.
I know.
So GoFundMe, I took the page down. I think gave everybody their money back or something. GoFundMe was like, you're not about to put us all up in that. No. We're not about to have anything to do with that.
We're like, no, thank you. Bye-bye.
Exactly. GoFundMe. Yeah. And I'm glad that GoFundMe did that, because GoFundMe was like, child, please, you was not about to use our name.
Did you hear about the gay man from India, who was hospitalized because he said that he insisted that he was pregnant after having gay sex? His father.
is this a real story?
A real story. And he actually said that he could feel a baby moving around in his abdomen after having
that's just them guts moving around, because you probably had a big penis inside of you. And you either have what, hemorrhoids.
Ew.
And that could be it. I mean, hey,
I don't know. But anyway,
and so this is an actual child.
I don't know. To me, it's just funny that there are so many stupid people in the world, and half of them are running the country, by the way. But anyway, not Obama, of course. But I mean, like Republicans and Trump and all those people like that. And I just cannot, people like this who actually would think he would be pregnant, I mean, how stupid do you have to be to know that you can't get pregnant as a man? I mean, it's just bizarre to me.
I'm like, unless you have ovaries.
Well, you don't. If you're a man, you don't have ovaries.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I said, unless he has ovaries, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
No.
So, wow. That's all I can say. Like, people just don't have anything else better to do.
Oh, and speaking of the Super Bowl, what did you think about Lady Gaga?
I thought it was really... I loved her performance. Yeah. I thought it was nice.
I did, too. I wasn't surprised, though. And it's funny that people kept saying they're surprised that she can sing. I mean, I knew she could sing because...
she's always had vocals.
She's always had a wonderful voice. And she sings live. She sounds exactly the same as she does on her albums. And
I think what really took people off guard is because when she sings, her voice normally sounds processed in her pop song.
True, true.
So... when your voice is processed, people really don't know what you truly sound like when you sing.
I think it's more about them not taking her seriously as an artist because, I mean, this kind of thing happened to Madonna when she was young, too. And people, you know, not that Madonna could sing like her, but I'm just saying people don't take her seriously because of all the show she put on when she first came out and all the dramatic outfits and the craziness and everything else. And so people looked at that and didn't really look at the artist behind it. And now that she's kind of pared down all that and more classic look and everything, I think
I'm loving this new look she has. I mean, I liked it when she first came out, but with all those outrageous outfits, I'm like, I know you're trying to be seen, but girl, you're doing too much.
But you know, you have to do that. You have to do that.
I mean, I know you have to do that to
day
be
and
seen,
age
she's a
first,
new artist.
Just to get known, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just glad that she has toned it down and she's going for the more classy look, which
well,
I really
too.
Really like.
Me too.
So,
I am too. I agree. But I understand why she did it. I mean, you know, that's every single artist out there these days, the only way you can, you know, kind of be seen through the fray of all these other people out there and kind of make your name for yourself is to do something outrageous or make some sort of persona that people will pick up on. And that's what she did. And she did a good job of it. Actually,
So maybe if I go running down Cedar Springs Avenue with, I don't know, in a meat outfit.
You'd have to do that every day for about 10 years and maybe something would miss.
No, I do something. Then I guess, you know, our listeners will go up to like, you know, 1.6 million or something.
Let's have that happen.
If it goes viral.
Let's have that happen. Yeah. Oh, and also there's a story about I gotta find it. Hold on. Where's his name? Blah, blah, blah. I can't find the story. I'm sorry.
Well, while he's looking that up, I just want to share something a little bit different that I thought was neat but yet disgusting at the same time. So there's a lady that bought a Happy Meal 6 years ago, back in 2009.
Oh no, I know where this is going.
She did not touch it. She did not do anything to it. She opened up the box 6 years later. The fries and the chicken nuggets look exactly the same. They have not decomposed. They have not turned green and black. They are the they look exactly. She took a picture when she bought the day she bought it. She took a picture of it 6 years later with the receipt on it. The box has decomposed faster than the food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was like,
well, first of all, that's an old story, because I mean, I don't know if it's the same one, but there was one I saw where a woman had done that in some documentary a few years ago, but maybe it's a different one. But
this is a new one because it's getting attention right now.
They put so many preservatives in their food. First of all, that's one reason that they're that way. And secondly, the chicken nuggets are not made from chicken. I mean, they are made from chicken, but they're made from that chicken oozy pink slime
stuff.
That
pink slime.
Yeah, and then it's foam. Then it's put into a foam, and the foam hardens, and that's what makes the chicken nuggets on the inside. And if you open a chicken nugget, you'll see that it's got like little holes in it, and that's because it's foam.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. And they're good as fuck, but they are bad.
They are good, but I just had some like a month ago, and I'm like, oh my God.
Now, the ones at Wendy's, I think. Wendy's are real. Wendy's has real chicken.
Wendy's Chick-fil-A. Yes.
Which I won't eat at, but yes.
Yeah, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, Raising Cane's, mm-hmm. and someone else.
Like, what's Golden Chick or whatever? That's real.
Yeah, Golden Chick, yeah.
You know, places like that are real, but McDonald's chicken nuggets are not real.
Yeah, yeah. But on the box and the receipt on the box are starting to decompose faster than the food.
That's hilarious. And not surprising, but that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, and also, speaking of, did you see the hilarious video about the woman who went to McDonald's somewhere? She posted a video, and I guess McDonald's has a special about if you buy a meal, you get the McRib. Like, if you buy a McRib meal, you get the second one for $1. Hint, hint, McDonald's pick us up as a sponsor. Anyway.
Yeah.
After we just talked the shit about
it. Yeah,
shit.
Exactly.
and she posted this hilarious video. You have to look it up. It's hilarious. And she was like, she was saying that she had gone in and she placed an order, and the lady was like, well, aren't you forgetting something? The cashier was like, what? She was like, you're supposed to give me, you know, the other McRib that's only $1. She said the cashier said something about she didn't need it or something like that.
Oh, my God.
It was hilarious. I don't know. You can look it up if you want, you know, in your spare time or whatever. Oh, but it's been going viral. People have been posting all over there, all over Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So, yeah.
Have you seen, I can't remember if I asked you last week, if you've seen Housewives of Potomac. Do you watch that?
Yes. You know, you should be on that show. You could fit in right on that show. They all have, they all have that
olive,
skin,
yeah.
olive skin, mm-hmm. and the blue eyes or hazel eyes.
Right.
You will fit right in.
Well, no, I wouldn't.
You should be on season 2 of Housewives of Potomac.
Well, I don't live in Potomac, first of all.
This is Bravo. Half of them hosts probably don't live in Potomac either.
Oh,
they
know.
Probably live out in
the
outskirts.
You know, the funny thing is, I watched the first episode in Atlanta, like I told you, and then after that, I hadn't watched it. So the other, like, I don't know, a few days ago or whatever, I caught up, watched all of them. And I actually liked the show. And I actually... looked up Potomac's real estate prices to see how much it costs to live there, to see how rich these people really are. And there's some houses in there, but like the most expensive house I saw was like $3.5 million, which is, you know, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I mean, so they've got some money, but it's not like they're like, you know, billionaires. But anyway, I don't like Karen. She gets on my last nerve. The old
She's girl. All about etiquette. Etiquette.
Oh my God. How many times is she going to tell you what the fuck to do? I'm like, shut the fuck up. That's what you need to fucking do.
She drives me insane. And then she also says her husband. Okay. I'm about to read this bitch. Okay. So you say that your husband is the black Bill Gates. Now, if your husband is the black Bill Gates, then why do you have that outdated fucking kitchen? That's what I want to know.
That's what everybody's saying. You know what she said?
You rocking them plastic ass countertops. I'm like, baby, his salary can't be that high if you rocking them. Like, okay, my salary is probably maybe like a third of his, and I have granite countertops in my kitchen, okay? So I don't know why he's rocking these plastic ass countertops and he's supposed to be making, you know, 2-3 times more of what I make.
Well, I'll tell you what she allegedly said. I'll tell you what she said on Watch What Happens Live. She answered that question. And she said, because somebody calls in and said, if, you know, if you're so wealthy, why do you have these, you know, blah, blah, blah. Your kitchen sucks. Wait a second, whatever. She's like, well, first of all, I love my kitchen. I love white kitchens. Secondly, I have two kitchens. So one
that
kitchen.
That sounds like her, too.
That's my back kitchen. My front kitchen is nicer, and I like my white kitchen. So, I mean, that's what she said. So she's got two kitchens, therefore it's okay for her to have a crappy one, I guess. Anyway, that's what she said.
But she seems, her and Charisse get on my nerves.
Those are the ones I don't like, too. Charisse, did you see the thing about the whole party thing where she came upstairs and shit?
Yeah, and she was like, I was like, they seem very pro-white. And when I say pro-white, I don't mean like pro-white as far as race, even though it has a little bit to do with it, too.
Yeah.
But I also feel like they're like pro-white when it comes to like white gowns, white outfits, white, you know.
Well, you know, black women look good in white anyway, but go on.
Yeah, but she gets on my nerves, though. Her and Karen get on my
nerves. Those are the ones that get on my nerves, too. They really annoy the fuck out of me.
And then Charisse was upset because she was like, you came running through my house. You and brought your stylist up to my house and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, but you said at the door that you wanted him to do your hair, unless you were joking.
Yeah, and they came upstairs, and she's like, you need to wait downstairs before I throw you out or whatever.
Exactly. She's like, they probably down there destroying my kitchen. But I'm like, you left them down there.
Which is rude anyway.
And I'm like, why? I'm like, who would do that? Giselle was like, no, this bitch should leave us down to deal with the guests, deal with the food, deal with the drinks.
No, it wasn't just like that. She was like, she was saying that after the guests started arriving, she was the one greeting them and everything. And she's like, she's up there bitching at me, and I'm the one greeting her guests and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She was like, bitch, this is your house. Why am I greeting your guests at your house?
And you know what? And then after the whole brouhaha with her stylist and everything being there, and they had that whole falling out, then Karen and Charisse, and she invites them to go. She apologizes to them. She writes the letters to them, which I thought was nice, notes. And then she gets pissed off. Karen gets pissed off because, oh, you had your daughter write the note for you and all this shit like that. No, she helped me write it. You needed it. I'm just on and on. I'm like, God. They're just fucking bitches. That's all there is to it. And really, they don't really have the gumption to back it up. And walking down that long ass driveway, they were like, "Oh, I gotta walk. Oh my god."
Karen was the worst. Oh my god, you've got to be kidding me.
This is just unacceptable. Like, this is unacceptable.
Get your ass up that driveway. Stop fucking complaining. You complaining is not going to help the situation. Get your ass and get to walking.
I mean, seriously, how delicate are you that you can't walk? I don't know, 20 feet. I mean, really stupid. Anyway, no, but I like the show.
What's the one that has the three kids? She's black. Is her name Katie? Is that her name?
The one that's living with her husband still?
Well, no. That's Robin. I'm talking about the one where she has three kids. She's dating the white guy. She keeps pressuring him to.
Yeah.
I think her name is Katie. I think that's her name.
I think that's right. Yeah.
She, I like her, but she comes off as very, very desperate to me. She's like,
well, hello.
She's in such a rush to get married.
She even said that. She said, everybody my age is already married, and in Potomac, if you're not married, you're nobody. And so, yeah, she's desperate.
She sounded like this girl I used to live with, and that was the same way. All my friends are married, I'm not the only one. Bitch, why are you rushing it? It trust me, it will come. She's 30, in her early 30s?
I think she's 30, yeah.
Like, girl, give it time. Yeah. Some people don't.
I was 33 when I got married, so.
And she's like, you see the kind of ring she has? You see that? Take hints. Take note. I'm like,
I mean, and did you hear what he said, though? When she kept pressuring him, he's like, well, you know, if you'd stop pressuring me the past 6 months, we've already been married 6 months ago. He's like, you keep pressuring me about it. You just let me do what I want to do, and I'll do it. But, you know, it's part of the plan.
Exactly. And if she keeps doing that, she's going to push that man right out the door with that.
She really is, yeah. She is. What do you think about the fact, though, that they, I think all of them, is all of them except for Robin, I think, are with white men, right? Aren't they?
No, Charisse has Charisse's husband is either mixed or black. They showed a picture of
him. I didn't see him.
Yeah, they showed us like a still photo of him, and he appears to be either biracial or black. if he's biracial, he's maybe like a darker complexion, or he's black, or you know, something like that.
Okay.
But however, Charisse made an interesting was it Charisse? Yeah, she made a, I think it was either Charisse or Karen, one of them two bitches I don't like, made a statement like they were taking their daughter to the prom. Well, her daughter was going to the prom. Mm-hmm. I think it might have been, it was Charisse actually. Her daughter was going to the prom. Her date was white. Now, I don't care about interracial.
That was Karen. That was Karen.
Oh, was it Karen?
Yes, it was Karen's daughter.
Okay, I thought it was Charisse.
No.
So, you know, and I was like, okay, when the guy, when the young man came over, he was white. I was surprised they're in Potomac, they're in a predominantly white town. And I could care less about interracial dating. I do it myself. But my thing is the comment that she made after that, I was like, wait a fucking minute. She was like, you know, we're not surprised that, you know, her date is white, but also with her date being white, it just shows us that she has her head on right for, I'm paraphrasing, I can't remember exactly what she said, but she was pretty much saying
something that she was coming up or something.
Yeah, that she was like, you know, she has a good taste in men, you know, and, you know, she, or something like that.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, wait a minute.
What does that say for her? What does that say for the father of her daughter? And what does that say for her husband, though? She says that.
She was like, you know, she's going for, you know, she's definitely going for a certain type of man, and we, you know, we approve of that or some shit like that. And when she said that, I was like, wait a minute, wait a fucking minute now. I said, so what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say that only white men are like the superior, and all other races of men are just like,
obviously to her, the white man is the gold standard and the rest are just subpar or whatever. I mean, that's what it sounded like she was saying to me. That's what I'm saying. That's so hypocritical. Oh, especially since her husband's black, very black, and her daughter is half black. That's just wrong. I mean, not half black. Sorry. She's light skinned.
She is black. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm like, wow. I mean, that's really a wrong thing to say. And I was.
It is.
It just kind of shows her character, though. That's how she is.
Karen and Charisse get on my nerves. And then when the girl that I really, really liked, the one that just introduced Ashley.
The young girl. I like her too.
I love her.
I liked her too because she was just like, this is who I am, bitches, you know, whatever. You don't like
exactly. I like her. I like Giselle. I like Robin.
I like them too. Those are the ones I like as well.
Yeah, but Giselle, I mean, not Giselle. Ashley seems like she's a lot of fun. When they were down at the distillery trying the shots of moonshine.
Yes.
Or whiskey.
They were so uptight about it. Oh, we're becoming to the barn.
Karen was the worst.
Just horrible.
I'm wearing this and we're here.
In the ghetto.
She was just like.
In the ghetto.
She was just sitting there like, you know, I didn't know this was a shorts and sandals type party or something like that.
Give it that I'm like, sour bitch, face.
I'm like, bitch, stop with this shit. You're getting on my nerves about, I didn't know I was going to be down here with the common folk. Like.
You know who like, I don't, you know what's funny though? One thing, I gotta go in a second, but you know what's funny also is the her aunt or her, is it her aunt or her it's her aunt, isn't it? By marriage or something? The one that was telling her, this tea's not hot. This tea is not hot.
That's her husband's.
I did not like her either.
Aunt or mom or something?
Something like that. I did not like her. I was like, she just is a bitch.
She was like, oh, she's like, ah, oh, this tea ain't right. It was kind of funny though.
It was funny, but it was still, I don't think I would like that woman, but yes.
So yeah, so far I'm liking Housewives Potomac. I'm sure we'll see Donovan on season two. And because he'll fit right in. He looks just like him.
He looks
just like him. He got the eyes and the skin and all that. Somebody called him the Real Housewives of Light Skin. I thought that was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
So yeah, I'm sure we'll see Donovan on season two.
Oh yes, I'll be there.
Yeah, he'll be like the honorary housewife or something. or maybe a friend to one of the housewives. I don't know.
You know what though? I would love to be on one of those shows. So I could just be a bitch. I would just love it. I would so love it to all of them. I need to call every one of them out on their bullshit. I'd love it. Oh my god, that would be a dream. But anyway, I'm sure Andy Cohen's not be calling me anytime soon for that. But anyway, okay. So that's all our show for tonight, everybody. Christian should be back next week on the show.
Yep.
You want to follow us, you can follow us on Twitter at GayXYZ Show, also on Facebook, GayXYZ Show. Also go to GayXYZShow.com and find us. Or excuse me, just GayXYZ, isn't it? What the fuck is it? GayXYZ Show or GayXYZ? I never fucking remember. Oh my God. Hold on.
I think it's GayXYZ Show.
No, it's GayXYZ.com.
Oh Lord, Lord. Look at us. We don't even know the name.
It's at GayXYZ.com if you want to find out more about us there and listen to archived shows. Also Spreaker.com if you want to look for us there too. So we'll be back then, and we appreciate you all listening to the show.
Wait a minute, I gotta put myself out there too.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And Christian, I'm doing this for you too, boo. Christian's website is christianalexanderfashion.com. Mm-hmm. And you can find me on Twitter, which is Jason B. Like. It's Jason underscore B, B-E underscore like.
And you can find me on
Christian, he tried to forget us. I had to throw us in there, boo-boo. He tried to leave us out, but I got me and you both.
Offlimitshow.com is for me. Thank you. All right, so we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening, and good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night. We'll see you next week.